Hi, this is Scott Trout, CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. There are many life changes that can happen after divorce that make it difficult or impossible to uphold requirements of your divorce decree. The orders issued in a divorce are based on the facts presented at that time, but the circumstances used in issuing those orders can obviously change. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell.
Contact CordellCordell.com. 1065 East Hillsdale Boulevard, Suite 310, Foster City, California, 94404.
All right. It has been a quick minute. And a quick minute is approximately 60 seconds, but very, very fast. Sean here, your host. I do not have my mic in, and I am just using the built-in, so I think it's actually better, actually, which just goes to show, like, you can spend a whole lot of money on a bunch of crap, and it could all really be pointless. Sometimes stock is better. Well, it's good to have anybody here, whether you're catching it right now, live, on whatever platform it's on, because this is going to all kinds of platforms. In fact, I think I hooked up the RSS to Integromat and Zapier or something like that to go to all kinds of other places too. So wherever this is finding you, I just want you to know
this show is explicit. If you are under the age of 18, please get the fuck on out of here. Thank you. This message is brought to you by Kabuna. Kabuna, Kabuna, Kabuna.
That's right. This is an explicit that's as fuck station, so yeah. Please know that I swear a lot. And I think that swearing is a good thing. I do. I think we should not limit the amount of expressions that we can use to express ourselves. You should not limit the amount of freedom that your speech has. It shouldn't. It just shouldn't. I figure that would be common sense. But, you know, I guess we can't hate on anything, really. The world as we know it is as we know it because of us knowing what we know and not really striving to break the mold. Or as I like to say, be authentic. See, that's a huge theme for this episode. Authenticity, because a lot of times we think that we know what that means and we really don't. Now, I might not even know what it really means. Maybe all my shit is just a bunch of shit and I'm just full of shit. But I think I got a clue. So before I get into that, I got a little song, little remastered song. I'm gonna play that for you.
I know about these motherfuckers.
Real though.
Get clocked.
I know, right?
Well, I'm pissed.
Pissed.
Just like I should be. Fakest motherfuckers everywhere that I go. So I'ma shine it real on your shady egos.
Your shady egos. Shady egos.
So here I go. Barely learn to read, ask mama what's that? Sodium fluoride, that's how we don't talk back. Engine 14, Twin Towers collapse. CIA funded Wikipedia that. Biggest motherfuckers, but I don't blame them. I take responsibility like a grown ass man.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. But I'm pissed.
Pissed.
Yeah, heated. Used to believe in equality, but then too many women cheated. Guys ain't any better cause they lie and cheat too. I'm a fair Libra motherfucker, I guess I'm more equaler than you. I never cheated in my life. Truths are more devoted than the Pope above shine. Yeah. Surround the angelic cause we the hope for mankind.
Yeah,
many
right.
Betray their mothers but we don't judge them. Taking responsibility like human.
That's fucking woke right there. That's fucking woke.
You gotta Nada. Nada.
Dig it.
Pissed. Well, I am pissed.
Yeah, me too, bro.
Motherfucking lit.
So rough in it. Damn. Crazy shit.
Well, I'm pissed.
Pissed.
Lit. Like Popeye, but way too much spinach.
Way too much spinach.
But not your nicotine, and waste like they was women. And yeah, women all around me, guess I'm gone to your ambitions. And your statement got no citation. I reject it for revision.
That's right.
I don't need no intuition.
To my third eye, no.
But the guru of the woken age, the clean crypto token, and as long as payment's owing, then you're cool, really growing. Alright.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
Pissed.
So damn pissed.
Pissed.
So damn pissed.
Pissed.
So damn pissed, motherfucker, I'm livid. Yeah, I'm so damn pissed. Kagan had me crunk dumb. My eye goes back to Hawaii. Jesus, 40 water run. Cause y'all ain't the West. Kelly ain't the West. Maui, no couple just call my eye not the best. Plenty of people like you, so you listen up clear. 12,000 mile long, little finger across the ocean to you.
Yeah. That's right.
Ooh, my okay. Oka aina ika pono o Hawaii. Cause y'all motherfuckers be zombies.
Zombies. Motherfucking zombies.
Probably buy a double shot of pumpkin latte if it was sold by knots.
You waiting in line and shit, huh?
Oh. Sure, when the homeless up and die, nobody even blinks an eye.
Don't lie.
Ignorance is murder from your greedy way of life. Awareness is connection. Can
fuck
you even read between the lines?
You guys need to wake the fuck up.
Get that fluoride all up in your fucking pineal.
Real talk.
And not just achieve that. Maybe buy some of that Tom's over at Walgreens.
Yeah, some big ass quartz or so.
Damn pissed. Like I should be.
Like I should be.
Said it, I'm so damn pissed.
So
like I should be.
Like I should be.
Should motherfuckers be running from negativity.
Huh. Scared me.
One of these days, you're gonna have to face your shit. Bitch.
All right. Now, that's a huge thing, too. You know, way back when, one of my mentors, I was depressed, you know. I was going through a breakup, and me, I got a Pisces moon 12th house, so that's like super suicidal. That's like the symbol of death right there. That's like already dead. They say about somebody who has their moon in the 12th house, that they're always 1 foot in the underworld, which is pretty true. Like when I was born, like I was struggling to be here. My lungs weren't working. I've drowned it a couple times. I've died twice, basically. Well, I count the other, you know, the second time, just because like of the experience. I saw the angel of death that time. Trippy shit. But the first time, no, I didn't see no angel of death. I just died. Anyways, So the thing is about emotion, right? Like anger. Well, I was depressed, and she told me, you know, she was quiet for a bit, you know, and she just said, get angry, right? No, I mean, I come to her to ask her, like, what am I, you know, what do I do? And she says, get angry. I'm like, this sounds really weird. Like, what kind of a, you know, I mean, just like a spiritual teacher. She's like guiding me, right? You know, and get angry. I'm thinking like, no, what the hell? That's wrong. That's obviously wrong. That's a negative emotion, right? I didn't understand back then. You see, emotions go in processes, and it's not linear, but there's steps. There's ways you can go from one emotion to the next that's natural. And there's ways that are not. The ways that are not, a lot of times we try to just fake things, you know? We try to not express our emotions, we try to bury it. Now, emotions are as to water. Well, when water is stagnant, what happens? That's right. Becomes toxic. So water must flow. And so about a week of being depressed, you know, I figured, why not? So I started, you know, thinking in my head things to get pissed off about. And I was just going through a breakup, so I had a lot of things to be pissed off. And what it did was, actually, it empowered me. Now, I know that maybe not everybody out there can understand, because we all have different aspects in our lives and different natal charts that show those aspects in our lives. So, oh, that's astrology, by the way. If you don't know what a natal chart is, it's actual astrology. Not your Sunday horoscope reading kind of astrology. That is not astrology at all. In fact, if you ever go by that, the horoscope in the paper, don't use your sun sign. Use your ascendant. If you don't know what your ascendant is, well, you know, Google natal chart, free natal chart. Plug in your data. You'll need your exact birth time. Exact. So check your birth certificate. In any sense, yeah, I got angry. And it freed me from the depression, which is a huge thing. And it was huge for me. I mean, the first time I wanted to kill myself, I was 5 or something. I think that's what my dad said. So it's that, you know, for somebody like me, that could be a huge, huge empowering thing. And it was something that I had never noticed about within myself. Now, that's important to note, because we can go through our lives, and we could feel emotions, and we could go through experiences, but we could not understand them until we're able to utilize it. And I don't want to say control, but let's say fluently allow for, with less conditions. And that's the whole thing. So whenever you want to learn something, right? Whenever you want to know something or discover something, and you want to do it really fast, there's a couple key things to remember here. First being, the subconscious mind is gathering and analyzing data all the time. It's taking it all in, not just from your eyes, but the smell of the area, the memory associated with the new intel, the feeling. A feeling isn't just your nerves, you know, feeling what touches the skin. It's not that at all. Because the whole body is a huge generator of electromagnetic energy. That frequency is running throughout your body, heart, brain, gut, and the heart and brain and gut all have neuron cells, by the way. Of course, you know, you read the debates when it comes to neurologists and consciousness. They are split between non-local consciousness and local. Well, I mean, this might seem irrelevant, but actually when it comes to a thing like the subconscious mind, it's very relevant. Especially in this kind of show. Because here we go esoteric. Well, see, the subconscious, that's the inner innocent child. It's always innocent. You want to remember that very much. Because within all of us, that's the innocence that connects us. That's the empathy. That's the heart. It's unconditional. And just as so, the subconscious mind has no filter. So be careful what you input. I do not watch scary movies. I do not watch movies actually anymore, because my imagination is so powerful that I can close my eyes and I can imagine things as though they're in front of me. Not completely exact, mind you, but when I dream, I have better eyesight than I do in my waking stage. I'm not bragging. I'm just going to show that we all do have this, and we all
are like that. This is not just, you know, to me at all. It's just the level at which we can accept it. Because the more we accept it, the more we see it. And the more we see it, the more we are it. You know? So if you can remember that the subconscious mind is always taking the data, then you can trust it with it. Now that's huge. Very huge. You trust yourself with the data. And then you Google. Because if you Google and you search, well, you know, you're going to be skimming all kinds of stuff, right? And you're just, you know, you're not even processing. Well, what if you just lean back a bit, you know, look at it all and trust your subconscious mind? That's what I do whenever I'm seeking anything online. Because, you know, in certain circumstances, when you're doing something like that, when you're seeking, you're not exactly seeking what you think you're seeking. You're just following the path. Now, you will find the thing you're seeking eventually. It might not be in that instance that you're seeking it, because more than often, or more than not, you find something that you were looking for before. Now, isn't that funny? I know you can recall those kind of moments, right? Where you're looking for something, and you find something that you were looking for like a month ago, and you're like, oh, that's where that is. Isn't that funny? Well, it's really practical, actually. You know, you're just catching up with yourself. Because the subconscious mind knows. It knows. It's the whole thing behind psychic and telepathic and empathic features, you know? So when you can trust yourself in the sense of trusting the subconscious self to store, to have, and to unbiasedly, with no filter, accept, then that becomes a very powerful tool. And actually what I like to do along with that is leave all your ad stuff on. Leave it all on. I mean, you don't have to, of course, but I do. And I did this for a very specific reason. For finding something with a good deal. I mean, come on, right? That's what it's for. It's to bring you what you want. That's synchronicity. That's the universe working for you. And, of course, a lot of people live in fear and fear-based mentalities. And they want to blame and they want to say, oh, my data. Oh, these guys are watching me. Let me tell you, nobody gives a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck about what you're fucking doing online. Now, of course, if you're doing illegal ass shit that's sketchy as fuck, then yeah, you know, I mean, I hope somebody's giving a fuck. You know, just don't do illegal shit and you're good. Now, of course, I mean, like, yeah, maybe there's some kind of fucking government or non-government, but rich, wealthy, evil, bad guy that's like fucking, you know, that does give a shit and that's like fucking preying on the innocent. Yeah, you know, in that case, yeah. But, I mean, generally, like, it's really, like, the only thing you'd have to worry about with your data, really, is getting ads that you didn't want because a company sold your email to fucking somebody else or some shit, you know? And, or being able to utilize it, right? Type in Google lifetime subscription, 50% off. Just type it in. Just type it in. And, yeah, you know, just type in lifetime subscription, one time deal. You know, put 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%, you know, with commas. And just maybe type it in a couple times. That, you know, Google logs it. Google realizes that you want it, and it will find those things for you. What is not awesome about that? That's how I shop. And, well, generally, I only spend my money on web tools and video tools and, you know, tobacco, of course. Yeah, I roll my own cigarettes, of course. And I do smoke. And it does not cause cancer. No. Smoking does not cause cancer. It facilitates it. It's a very important thing to remember. What causes cancer? Actually, cancer is a collective... it's a collective thing. It's a cumulative thing. Edgar Cayce talked about it being caused by irritation, which is elemental. And we could look at it psychologically as that, isn't it, that irritation of things that give us that cognitive dissonance to blow up. But we could look at, take that and apply it to the cellular level. It's the same thing. Same thing. A cancer cell is caused by dehydration, malnutrition, and toxicity. So, basically, suffering. So how do you heal that? Well, you take away the suffering. Ease the suffering. First, alkalize the body. Alkalize the blood. Maybe get a spoonful of baking soda. Put it in water. Ionized water would be the best. Of course, it's the fourth phase. And, just, you know, have a glass every now and then, you know. Do it as you feel, because that stuff tastes horrible. So I'm not going to say, like, oh, you know, do it, like, you know, twice a day. I'm not going to say none of that. Do it however you feel like doing it. If you even taste it and you just cannot stand it, whatever. Don't drink it. You know, follow the body. I believe Edgar Cayce said stuff about that too. But anyways, back to the theme and topic. So your subconscious mind is always learning. Well, it's always also connected to everything, right? Everything is connected to everything. Yeah, of course. But when we're talking about psychic nature, the subconscious mind is very much that. It's very much the foundation of the whole psychic realm to begin with. And it has nothing really to do with powers or, you know, being more than anybody. Because when it comes to it, stop thinking about it as power. Think of it as sensitivity. It's a sense. So the theme shouldn't be gathered around power and force, but the idea of being gentle and patient with yourself. Then it all falls into place, which is awesome. It's not a very common thing, you know, in life when everything falls into place. It takes a couple things. It takes planning. It takes organization. It takes seeing that, because if you do not believe in it, you will not see it. As weird as much of a really annoying but true and having to be accepted thing. So the subconscious mind, we like to say it's to blame. We like to say it's reactive. But I want to switch it up, because I believe that the subconscious mind inherently is actually the mind of the heart. Right? You know? First off, it takes up more space than the general amount of waking consciousness. You know, I don't mean that in gigabytes, by the way. I just mean that in awareness, really. I don't even know. I think I was using a numbered system to explain this stuff, so whatever. Let's go on. Two. The second one would be to imagine you already know the thing. You already know. You know that the skill for anything is out there. You can manifest it through you. Or let's not even call it manifestation. Let's call it authenticity. Well, that's about halfway through the show. Let me play this other song, actually, because the first one, you know, it wasn't even the right song. my thumb pressed the wrong one, and, you know, it's a good song. So I let that other one play, but here's this new one, and it is explicit, and if you're a super rainbow unicorn light worker, crystal quartz flux capacitor, frappuccino affinity, then you might not like this song. But if you're open-minded and you're actually, like, just open-minded, then maybe you'll dig it. I love it. I love it. I'm very proud of it. JK on the track. I am not Egyptian, but I just wanted to say that because it sounded cool. Actually, the half part of that in the original, well, what it was I didn't know that it still went on. I thought that I had written enough for the whole thing, but no, I didn't. So actually what I did was I kind of freestyled it, but it came out cool. So I kept it and I just put more onto it. That's a huge thing too. Yeah, it's called, I forget what it's called, but you can remix anything, basically, what I'm getting at. Nothing has to be, trash, you know, or worthless. Because the worth, the value, we apply ourselves. And I want you to remember that. That applies to everything, anything, and it does. And we are using that system always. The amount of value that anything has depends on you. It doesn't depend on anything else. How much you value something is, it's up to you. There's no inherent judgment call when it comes to value. You know, I mean, that's just not how it is. Even I believe that biblically, when it came to Cain and Abel, I don't believe that God chose favorites. I don't believe it's possible. In fact, it's impractical to think that it would be possible, because if God were to not have that unconditional love towards any for even a split second, and I in that moment chose to, well, that would make me more understanding than God in that moment. So right there, it becomes impossible, you see? Because it takes empathy to understand anything. It does. You cannot understand a thing as much as you understand it when you understand it within. Sure, you could know a thing. You know, you could know something from reading a book. But you will not have the wisdom without experience or empathy. As I said in my documentary, that's why the ancients talked in parable. That's why the wise speak in storytelling. To read you through empathy. That's the only real true understanding. So whenever you're aiming for something, right? Let's say you've got a goal, desire, a dream. The most important part, which we should start at, but I should have started at that, but, you know, whatever, we're here. The empathy. It's very important. And how much you value something. Because we have to feel our way towards our goal. We have to feel our way towards our creation. If you listen to what they said about, I think it was Leonardo da Vinci. I think it was Leo. That whenever he did a statue and he was trying to make a sculpture, he was said he was finding it. That the thing was already there. That he was... You would remove parts of the stone to uncover what was already there. And the thing is that an artist, and any artist in any sense, is aiming towards. So they're trying to aim towards the expression of love. I know it sounds funny, right? Hear me out. Love, when it comes to our experience in life, our aims in life, our dreams and our goals. Well, we find that we are more in harmony in that love, that emotion. And that's not to say create the emotion or make the emotion so that way you can be in harmony. No, that's ridiculous. That's completely ridiculous. You create the harmony first. And it does not have to be you alone. I cannot stand that when people say, you know, they gotta love themselves first. It's like, well, fuck you. No, they don't. You know, I love them already. Fuck it. You want to be like that with your, you gotta love yourself first. Well, that makes me a little bit more authentic, doesn't it? Right? That makes me a little bit more, well, I guess, powerful when it comes to love. Changed it up on you, huh? That's right. You gotta think about that stuff. Because I can love whoever the fuck I want. And it's not dependent on them. I'm not a slave to their beliefs of whether they deserve love or not. I have my own free will, and so do you. I think it's important that we take responsibility for ourselves in that matter. I know, like, a lot of people use excuses like, they don't love themselves, so I'm not gonna. Yeah, fucking A. I've seen that used by every woman to every guy during a breakup for like ever. It's an excuse. Really. It's basically saying, I love you, but I'm going to deny it to myself. And I'm going to use your hurt emotions over it as my excuse. And I know a lot of people would say, well, that's narcissistic, but let's try not to apply that word, because I guarantee you, you get me in a room with you for 5 seconds and I will have unlocked all kinds of ways in which you are a narcissist. And the thing is that in our society, we've been taught to be narcissist. I mean, we're in denial of every aspect. Well, I mean, I'm not in denial of every aspect, and that's the whole point, right? Te metnoske, know thyself. Or noske tiepsin, either way. Yeah, know yourself, you know. And the great way to do that is through your egos. And I say egos plural, because I mean the ego, it's not really a solid thing. at all. It's just a image, an imagery of the mind. And it's a effort at trying to explain the functionality of the mind, which is not at all barred or dependent on any kind of certain specific structure. Of course, in our laziness, we do just kind of give ourselves that room, right? We'd rather, you know, keep our pride than be sincere in most moments. Well, not we, and not me, for sure. No, but we have our moments. All of us, we have our moments. So don't judge. Empathize. You empathize, you understand. You understand. That gives a whole brand new perspective of personality that you envelop. So then we see, like, okay, what is the true self? The true self is love. It's always that. It's always that. Just because you are not feeling like you are feeling love does not mean that you do not have love within you. It does not mean that it's not shining from you. It does not mean that to live that you are dependent on the waking self-consciousness to envelop the love. Actually, no, it's already there. It's in the heart, the Ark of the Covenant. And, yeah. In any case, to learn anything, you gotta have the heart. You gotta have the emotion. You gotta want it. You wanna go for a goal, you better want the thing, right? So it's all about being real with ourselves. Sitting down and saying, well, okay. How much do I want something? And then you might think for yourself for a minute and say, oh, you know, I want it a heck of a damn lot. That's what I want it. A heck of a damn lot. And naturally, if you are feeling it enveloped in your heart and you are ready when it comes to action, well, if you want the thing, then you go for it. Right? Of course. You know, sure, yeah, you know, it's not everybody's way. The ways of the feminine in the past, I'm talking like 30s to 60s, yeah, 1930s, 1960s, all the way. That would be more of a nature of allowing a space in between. The femininity of that time would be about creating a void. And this way, the masculine energy guy will chase. And yeah, you know, as a guy, I think I could say pretty fairly that I'm sure all of us guys love the chase. We do, but I mean, we want to see that it, you know, we're working meaningfulness into it. So please do appreciate the guy whenever, you know, whenever there's work involved and he's doing it towards you and towards meeting your love, that's something that should be very holy and respected. So from a place of wanting a thing within your heart, from a place of understanding what it's like and what it will be like from the mind, from the imagination, and from the place of not ever becoming complacent in life, just open, willful to see, wanting to be a part of what is seen, and just naturally being. Well, I'm getting tired here, but I hope you guys have a great night, wherever you are in the world. And in my song I say, Uumano ke ea oka aina ika pono o Hawaii, which is the motto of the islands, and it means, oh, well, no, you know, you look it up. Google it. If you seek, you shall find. And, you know, appreciate Google, because we never know when there's going to be a huge earthquake and the biggest server of Google and Google headquarters goes down. That would suck. A lot of people's data would be lost, including mine. So appreciate. Appreciate Google. Appreciate Facebook. Appreciate all of these companies that are actually providing you with something, for the most part, for free, too. You know, appreciate them. I mean, if you got issues, then tell them. Heck, if you have issues with any program, any company, anything like that, tell them. I like to do it like this. First, you do it person to person. Email or whatnot. And do it specifically to a person in the organization. Find the CEOs or something. You know, I mean, what's the worst that could happen? You get a good connection to a CEO and his company? Shoot. If you don't want that, then send all of that my way. You know, I believe that that's what strength is in humanity, is the ability to work together with no pride, no ego. I mean, maybe a little bit, but not to the point where it defines you and your actions, because that's excuses. Totally. Well, you have a good night. Much love. Tough love. Sean out.
Hi, this is Scott Trout, CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. There are many life changes that can happen after divorce that make it difficult or impossible to uphold requirements of your divorce decree. The orders issued in a divorce are based on the facts presented at that time, but the circumstances used in issuing those orders can obviously change. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell.
Contact CordellCordell.com, 1065 East Hillsdale Boulevard, Suite 310, Foster City, California, 94404.
They call you the Grill Master. You've seared the thickest porterhouse in the butcher shop, and as you lift that first forkful to your mouth, you savor the moment. To get amazing offers during the Mercedes-Benz summer event, like the 2019 C-Class sedan and GLC SUV, the perfect recipes of driving performance. Plus, you can enjoy 6 months of SiriusXM All Access included. The Mercedes-Benz summer event, now serving limited time offers on a select lineup of vehicles. Offers end September 3rd. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.